USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As news was being circulated late Sunday about the Christmas parade tragedy in Waukesha, Wisconsin, the White House says it's closely monitoring the situation in the Milwaukee suburb. The official White House statement says our hearts go out to everyone who has been impacted by this terrible incident. A handful of people were killed and over three dozen were injured when an SUV slammed into a parade Sunday. Police say they have a person of interest in custody and will have a press conference about 1 o'clock local time Monday. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida on One America News says he signed legislation to ban vaccine mandates on Florida employees.
I mean, they have to respect the substantive protections that we've signed into law in the state of Florida. It doesn't matter where you're headquartered. If you're doing business here and you have Florida employees, then those protections apply.
DeSantis goes on to say the law was written to withstand lawsuits. We are USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. Think what you could do with that. But if you join right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fee, so that's another $170 you'll save. And MediShare is really different. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. More than 400,000 people are members, and they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yes, they can handle your bills, too. This may be the time to make the switch. Join before November 30th for the additional savings. It's so easy to find out more. They're great to talk to. In fact, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Inflation has its bad points. Looks like real Christmas trees and artificial ones are going up in price this year.
You can expect to pay more for your Christmas tree this year and have fewer to choose from. Experts say you can expect to pay 10 to 30% more no matter whether it's a live tree or an artificial tree. Among the factors, fewer trees planted during the economic recession in 2009, which means fewer trees once they reach maturity 8 to 10 years later. Although real Christmas trees might be a dying trend, a survey in 2020 by the American Christmas Tree Association found that 85% of American households own artificial trees. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
The recent re-election of Nicaragua's President Daniel Ortega, dismissed by most of the free world as a sham and fraud, has sparked a renewed call for U.S. sanctions against the president, his wife, and 40 others. President Biden called the election a pantomime. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former President Trump was on Fox News over the weekend slamming President Biden for allowing inflation to run rampant on the U.S. economy. He also says the Democrat president's agenda could sink America forever.
This country has tremendous potential, tremendous, but we're giving it away. And there'll be a point where the country can't come back, and we can never allow that point to be reached. So I think things are going to happen very big in the midterm elections, and I think in 2024 it's going to be a great result.
Representative Jim Jordan, the Republican from Ohio, told Newsmax the Kyle Rittenhouse not guilty verdict is a win for our country.
This was justice. This shows that the American system of due process works. This was a God bless America type of day for I think the country. You know, if that wasn't self-defense, Tom, tell me what is. So I think this is a win for due process. I think it's a win for our country. It's a win for the system where those jurors, knowing what was going on outside, knowing what Democrats were saying, reached the conclusion that the facts and the truth warranted. So it was also a win for the Second Amendment and for our Constitution. So I think all in all, it was a good day for freedom, a good day for the process, a good day for America.
Since his serious Southern California car crash, Tiger Woods, one of golf's all-time greats, was badly injured in February. Woods shared a video Sunday on social media showing him back on the golf course. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.